Olds, Town Council is considering a proposal to create a dirt jump park and pump track for non-motorized bikes in the Rotary Athletic Park. Clinton Peterson, a rider himself who has a 6-year-old son who loves the sport, made the proposal during Council's January 22 meeting. Peterson told Council that currently, no such facility exists in Olds, so his family and others end up traveling to other communities such as Blackfalds to enjoy the sport. A big starting hill would be constructed with lots of jumps and bumps down the track. Such facilities normally have a beginner, intermediate, and advanced jump line. Peterson envisions viewing areas and amenities such as picnic benches, bike racks, restrooms, and perhaps water fountains in the area as well. Right now for mountain bikers, there's not really any recreation for them in town, Peterson said. For BMXers, we have the skate park, but the skate park is getting busier and busier. So, by building something different, we'll get all the bikers kind of in one spot out of the skate park and give it a little bit of life as well. We'd want to encourage healthy lifestyles and family-oriented fun. We'd want to foster a sense of camaraderie and community for the local bike riders. Peterson said a dirt jump park and pump track could attract hundreds of out-of-town residents who would thereby boost the local economy as they stay in hotels or motels. Pretty much every weekend, we're up in Blackfalds right now, and I'd rather be spending that money here in town than having to go there, he said. Peterson said the concept is to work with the municipality to build the track. Thereafter, enthusiasts in the sport would maintain it. He said construction of the facility, estimated to cover about 2 acres, could be built alongside the creek in the Rotary Athletic Park and could provide employment for local contractors. It has the potential to provide youth employment in the future, summer camps, different things like that, coaching and stuff, Peterson said. It would attract people to Olds, where they hopefully spend lots of money when they come to visit. And it would be a relatively low-cost project to create a legacy project for the town. Peterson said according to his research, construction cost ranges between $150,000 and $500,000. He pointed out that maintenance costs would be low, because riders and their families would take care of that. This in turn provides local riders with a greater sense of ownership and care if they are doing the maintenance of the park themselves, helping out, Peterson said. Peterson said the group would endeavor to cover costs via federal, provincial, and municipal grants. They'd also approach local businesses with advertising opportunities within the jump park on things like benches, signs, bike racks, and maps. Naming rights could be another source of funding. Peterson indicated the track is environmentally friendly because it consists of a lot of dirt and some landscaping. Okay, so it totally is nature, Mayor Judy Dahl said. Dahl asked what lighting would be needed. None, said Peterson, saying these competitions happen only in the daytime. Count. Wanda Blatz asked who would be responsible for any liability issues that might arise, the town of Olds or those responsible for the track. It would be under the town's general liability insurance, as the skate park is right now, Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams said. Appropriate signage, just regarding indemnification, liability would be posted at the site, he said, adding that similar signage has been posted at the toboggan hill created at Rotary Athletic Park. Count. Dan Daly wondered what action will be taken to ensure security at the facility. Peterson recommended that a chain-link fence be installed, if only to prevent people from going on the track when it's wet. However, he said he's seen facilities with and without fencing and no problems seem to arise in either case. Perfect, Dahl said. Well, you definitely shared a lot of facts with us and it sounds exciting. It doesn't sound like something that's going to cost a lot of money for users and it's a family event. Dahl thanked Peterson for his presentation. We'll just keep this information and we'll move on from there, she said,